I think that was key to the decision of the Assembly to elect both myself and Councillor Seamus Coyle Monaghan to the position of Chair and Vice-Chair, given the importance of the negotiations and the influence that the Regional Assembly has at European level. I think it's vital that the voice of border counties, those who are most under threat by Brexit, are there leading any negotiations, and our voices are heard.
And obviously, whereas the actual Assembly itself only holds a political brief to represent counties on the southern side of the border, the reality is no northern and western regional discussion can take place without reference to Northern Ireland.
Yeah, the Assembly's primary role is coordinating planning and economic development in the western and northwestern region, but it has significant political clout. I think that was seen most recently during the National Planning Framework when the Northwest City region was going to be omitted. It was the Regional Assembly that stepped up and made that fight and ensured that the Northwest City region was included as a development zone, an economic zone within the island of Ireland. So that shows the potential that the Regional Assembly has, and I would hope now in this position I can make the voices of the people of Donegal heard, the worry and the concern in the border region at Brexit, and put forward a fight that no hard border can be inflicted upon the people of Ireland.